Hello and welcome to a special commentary edition of National League Town. Mets fandom, Mets history, Mets life, with Long Island's own Greg Prince and Jeff Heisen. It's just me today with a special commentary. And I don't take this responsibility lightly because I like Buck and I was anxious to see him win a World Championship with the Mets. But I am here today to say Buck must be fired as the manager of the New York Mets. Yes, the same Buck Showalter that we talked about incessantly on this show. I remember when he was hired, we were so happy. I remember Greg, during Buck's first spring training, saying, I look in the Mets dugout and I can't believe that Buck Showalter is our manager, which was how we both felt, especially coming after the two previous managers. And Buck was the manager of the year last year, and he was the manager when they won 101 games. But he has failed the Mets this year as he has abdicated his responsibility to win games. He seems to be more concerned with the next inning, extra innings, the next series, the next month, the end of the season, than he is the game in front of him. We talked about this last week as we identified Buck as part of the reason the Mets are having such an awful season. And at that point, I said, let's look at two weekend games where he mismanaged. The first one was the Saturday game against Toronto when he pitched to Vlad Guerrero instead of a 200 hitter. And he said he did that to set up a better matchup in the 10th inning. There was no 10th inning because he pitched to Vlad Guerrero. And then a week ago Sunday when he saved David Robertson and pitched Adam Ottavino two games in a row to save David Robertson for the Monday game because he was shorthanded with Drew Smith's absence. Well, he didn't need David Robertson on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday. But the game on Sunday could have turned out differently if he pitched David Robertson and if Buck managed to the game in front of him. And the most egregious example occurred yesterday. It was a game the players desperately wanted to win. They said so on Saturday after Max pitched well. And they said, we want to win Sunday, win two out of three on the road, and go home and take it from there. The players wanted to win, but Buck failed them. He started the eighth, the Mets winning, with Josh Walker. Okay, Walker didn't have it, and Beatty made a terrible error. He brought in Jeff Brigham. Not a bad pitcher, but he's not David Robertson. Brigham hit one batter. He had two batters. He was awful. The Mets blew the lead. The Mets blew the game. After the game, Brett Beatty stood in front of the cameras and said, I have to make that play 10 out of 10 times. This young man accepted responsibility. They asked Buck about saving Robertson because Robertson was throwing softly in the bullpen. They asked him why he didn't bring him in, and Buck said, what else could I have done? I had to save him for the ninth inning. How did that work out, Buck? There was no ninth inning because you used a middle reliever who wasn't on the roster on opening day instead of your best relief pitcher. Unbelievable. Buck didn't even say, I made a mistake the way Brett Beatty did. He saved Robertson for a ninth inning that did not happen in a game the Mets had to win. So what's changed between last Thursday, our previous show, when we identified Buck as one of the myriad causes of the Mets' failures this season, and today, when I'm calling for Buck to be fired? The Mets lost 2 of 3 to Philadelphia when they should have won all three. And two of those three losses are symptomatic of what's gone wrong with the season, and specifically Buck's management. On Friday, the Mets again showed bad fundamental baseball. Buck's not the one on the field, but as I said on Thursday, Buck is famous for drilling his players in the fundamentals of baseball. This team can't grasp them. They're not listening to Buck. We know they're capable of playing better fundamental baseball, but they are not. Buck has lost the room. More importantly, on Sunday, we saw, as I just mentioned, another example of his mismanagement of in-game situations. The Mets right now have a playoff chance of 16.4 per Fangraphs. That's embarrassing with three wildcard teams. Steve Cohen should be stewing about this. And if you say that the Mets can go on a run and get back in the playoff race, think about it. Are they capable of going on a winning streak? Yes. Are they capable of going on a winning streak with a manager that doesn't play each game to win? I don't think so. And we haven't even talked about Mark Vientos and the way that Buck played him so sporadically, it amounted to malpractice. You don't call up one of your top prospects to have him play one out of every 3 days. Buck is not managing to win. He is not utilizing his resources properly. And he has lost the room regarding rules and fundamentals. For those reasons, Buck needs to be dismissed immediately as manager of the New York Mets. Now, who should he bring in? How about Eric Chavez? He's the bench coach. He has no managerial experience. How much worse could he do? Let's see what he has. I'll give you another name. You can rehire Carlos Beltran. Alanis Morissette thinks that that would be ironic. If you're still doubting whether Buck should be fired or not, if they don't make the playoffs, Buck's gone. As of right now, they're not going to make the playoffs. They're a long shot, so make the move now. Maybe that will inject some life into this team. Regardless, the person behind the bench must manage to win every game. You have a 40-year-old pitcher. You have a 38-year-old pitcher. You have the highest payroll in baseball. Buck is not managing to win every game. He needs to go. I hate saying this. I thought about this for a long time before hitting the record button, but it has to be said. This season is a disaster, and part of the reason is Buck. You can't fire all the players, but you can fire the manager, and they should. This is not a complaining podcast. We try not to, and I don't want to sound like a WFAN host yelling for the sake of yelling, but this needed to be said. And why did I do it as a special commentary on a Monday afternoon? Because Thursday, we have a great show planned for you. It's fun because it doesn't involve the 2023 Mets. So that's why we have a special commentary on a Monday afternoon calling for Buck Showalter's dismissal as manager of the New York Mets. What do you think? Did I say what you're thinking? Did I say the opposite? Let me know. NationalLeagueTown@gmail.com. We thank you for listening. We'll be back Thursday with that new episode of National League Town. For Greg Prince, I'm Jeff Heisen, and as always, let's go Mets! Copyright 2023, music provided by the Royal Arctic Institute. Check them out on Spotify.